I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department confirms war crimes and ethnic cleansing in Sudan, but the designation carries no consequence. Now in its eighth month, Sudan's war has displaced over 6 million people. International aid groups targeted by both warring factions send help through local partners. Sudanese Christians tell John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, that because most of the local aid groups are Islamic,
when they find that someone has come to Christ out of Islam, they won't give them food. The view they have doesn't include any compassion for someone who has left Islam to follow Christ.
Gospel workers are distributing food aid and encouraging people who've lost everything.
We just sent some money to our team in one of these locations to feed Christians who come out of Islam because the aid that is around them is being denied.
And Keys for Kids Ministries is reaching public school kids across the United States by partnering with the music group The Heath Brothers. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
these three Heath brothers were being invited into the public schools, a Christian singing group invited into public schools and meeting literally thousands of kids in public schools. And they were telling us that they really didn't have anything to hand out. They'd handed out a card with a QR code on it, so they had the plan of salvation, but that was it.
As the Heath brothers do Christmas performances in public schools, they're now handing out Keys for Kids devotionals. Since October, they've distributed around 3,000 devotionals sharing God's word. You can help offset the cost of these free devotionals by coming alongside Keys for Kids. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.